Hello and welcome to a special Voice on the Air podcast series for our flagship conference, Ordinary People, Extraordinary Contributions, on 21st of June, 2017. At this flagship event, we will show you how you can make fulfilling contributions even when you have a busy life with conflicting priorities. We will also help managers and leaders to elevate their seemingly ordinary team members to extraordinary performers. I'm your host, Andrea James, and today's guest is Susan Smith. She is from Pi Consulting, who are one of our sponsors this year. Susan is head of consulting at Pi and has been in the pensions industry for over 30 years. Outside of work, Susan has explored different cultures and ways of working, which we shall find out a little bit more about today. Welcome, Susan.
Hello. Nice to meet you, Andrea.
So why is Pi interested in sponsoring this event?
It's interesting, we got introduced to Voice at the Table, and we actually rather liked the ethos, which we felt was very similar to our own, around recognising the individual, inclusivity of the individual, and enabling to develop potential. We're a fairly small organisation, and recognise the value of every individual in that business, and that sort of, we say, attuned to our own ethos, and seeing what Voice at the Table did, we thought we could work quite well. So we were very pleased to be involved and invited to sponsor the conference.
So have you seen personally some growth in different people within your organisation?
Oh, yes. Many examples. In my time at Pi, I've been with Pi 6 years. And when I look back over that time at some of the individuals and how they have grown, developed, and probably possibly not where they thought they would and how they would, and it's giving people opportunity that I think probably they didn't necessarily recognize themselves at the outset. And I've seen that outside of Pi as well. People, you know, when you talk through them what they've done, how they've developed, how, their own experiences, I think they can be quite surprised how much has happened and would never have anticipated it many years ago. And it's great to see that happening.
What's been your own journey?
Mixed. I mean, you mentioned at the beginning, I hate to say it, but been in pensions for over 30 years. So, and when I look back over that, gone down a journey I wouldn't have anticipated at the very beginning. And that's thanks to the opportunities I've been given. I think one of the things you certainly learn by going on is stepping outside your comfort zone, which I've done, as many others have done. And I think having an environment that supports that, and that's also around back to this recognizing the individual, yeah. I think is invaluable to get that. You mentioned also around some of the experience I've had outside of my work environment. I've taken time out to go and live in other countries, experience other cultures. Mm-hmm. And I think that helps look at the individual in a different way, because you are looking at it through a different lens, you know, in a different culture. And it certainly brought out to me recognizing that people can do extraordinary things that you may not have anticipated or expect in different environments.
Is that because we often start out with having assumptions about what a particular culture might bring, and then find the, on an individual level, some of these assumptions may not hold true?
Absolutely. I think, and many times over, you learn the lesson and hopefully can sort of build on that one. And I think going into a different culture, certainly that brings out, you know, as individuals are different, as are different, you know, regions in the country, as are different countries. Mm. And what are some of the drivers between why people have different priorities, which I thought was a very interesting one that came out. I learned in the Gambia, you know, it's in a malarial zone. Mm-hmm. Malaria has a big impact on, I think, the way people view life and some of their priorities. You know, when you know that's always around the corner, the potential risk of getting it and the impact on you or your family members, mm-hmm. It does, I think it can influence, say, change some of your thinking, that, you know, if my child gets malaria, I might not have that child next year. And that's a really hard thing to live with. And understanding the impact on that, you know, makes you think you've got to understand the environment in which people are living and working.
So how do you think having something like my child not, may not be around, how would that influence somebody's decisions and prioritization?
I think, the family comes important. I think you know, when you start to, I was looking at developing long-term plans with them, with a team of people, and, found that quite challenging. And you know, their long-term is very different, mm-hmm. In a way, because there can be less security. And I think you look at it in a different way. And one, understanding that helps approach a project in a different way.
Yeah, I think that really captures some of it. We often say creating an environment where people can thrive is critical for them to make extraordinary contributions.
Yeah.
And this safety net or this security that if I go outside my comfort zone or if I take a risk that has perhaps a long-term payoff, I'll be supported. I think that's one of the things that a lot of companies neglect to provide that environment. And that's something that's very important that we like to highlight at this conference.
And I think it is important, and you often see the results of that coming through when people have been given that environment and may have found it tough at the time, can benefit hugely from being done that, but it is having a supportive environment to allow that to happen.
Mm. So is that something you'd like to leave the listeners with? What can they take home for just our little chat today?
Yes, I think I'd sort of want, like people to take away, and certainly from my experiences has helped me take away, is recognize that everybody is individual. There is potentials, there is that extraordinary contribution that may not immediately be apparent, but allow people the opportunity to develop and help them recognize in themselves there may be opportunities they don't recognize. It's not always there, so it's creating the environment to allow that and recognize that.
That's beautiful. Yeah, sometimes we can't see our own talents. It's just too apparent. I think something we do naturally.
Yeah.
And it takes someone to nurture that, really.
Yes, agreed. Yeah.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, Susan.
Thanks, Andrea.
So if you've enjoyed listening to this podcast, do join us for the rest of this special series, where our guests will share their experiences of environments where ordinary people have made extraordinary contributions. And if you'd like to meet the speakers and facilitators in person and delve deeper with practical tools that you can use in your career and life, then please join us on 21st June 2017. Simply go to voiceatthetable.com to book your place now. And if you can't join us for that date, you can still access information about our workshops that address some of the things that we discussed today. So thank you again, Susan, for your insights.
Thank you, Andrea.
Once again, our website is voiceatthetable.com. I'm Andrea James. Thank you for joining us, and we look forward to seeing you very soon. Thank you and goodbye.